Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved. Oh, I bet.
Amazing way. He's business's bad boy.
You're bad, and I like it.
Yep, he's one bad apple.
That's right, we're bad. That's right.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. It's 34 After. Thanks very much for staying with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you. If you just tuned in, welcome aboard. If you've been listening already, we consider that a sign of high intelligence. Bob Fisher is back with us, ladies and gentlemen. Bob is a portfolio manager, has been in his life, in his past, in his career. He's an advisor to wealthy people and helping them to make decisions on where to put their money. He writes articles and talks about investing all the time, and he's the author of The Naked Portfolio Manager. We're going to get him to remind us what naked investing means, and because don't worry, you can do it with all your clothes on or as much as you like. Bob Fisher, welcome back to the show.
Jim, it's sure good to be here.
It's good to have you back. Bob, I got to say, right out of the box, I'm just going to say this. I'm really, really cynical about Wall Street. I've been saying for a long time that Wall Street was working at cross purposes to Main Street. I've been saying that for several years now. Didn't exactly know why I felt that way. I couldn't. You know, define my feeling of unease about Wall Street, but it turns out I was right. I just didn't know why, and so I'm still very cynical and very skeptical about an individual trying to make their way in the stock market. Talk to me about that. I'm sure I'm not alone out here.
Well, no, you're certainly not alone, Jim, and I think Wall Street has let Main Street down, and you're absolutely right about that, because you know Wall Street has preached all along this gospel of the superiority of the portfolio manager, and it's told you, Jim, you know, you can't invest on your own. What you need to do is you need to have the professional
right
that will come in and decide these things for you, because we have all the expertise and all the training,
all the models and all the algorithms and all that.
Absolutely. And what the naked portfolio manager argues is that investing is really about price and value. And if you have a set of clearly defined rules that you follow on a rigid in a rigid fashion, you don't need those high-priced portfolio managers. What it's about is buying more stocks when they're cheap and selling them when they're expensive.
Yeah, buy low, sell high. Exactly. That's the key to success in a lot of the places. But you know, if you're a small business owner and you've got a couple of nickels to rub together and put in the stock market, you know, we're making payroll out here, Bob. We don't have time, and that's the reason why I think a lot of small business owners are not invested in the stock market the way you're talking about, because, number one, we put as much money as we can. Our business is sucking up whatever capital we have. It's always hungry and demanding, but if we do actually have a few extra bucks we can put somewhere else, you know, we don't have time to trade. You know, I don't have to tell you, trading is a full-time job, isn't it?
Well, it certainly can be, and the way a lot of people do it is, you know, it wasn't that long ago that you read that doctors were leaving the profession of medicine to trade full time because
right.
they could make more money doing that, and it wasn't shortly thereafter that they learned actually that they needed to go back to medicine.
well, that's exactly right, because see, you were talking a minute ago about buying low and selling high. Well, that's, you know, most of us have grown up thinking buy and hold, right? And now we know over the last 20 years that hasn't been such a great plan.
Well, what I tell people to do is you have a fixed allocation for stocks and a fixed allocation for bonds. Now, you know, using just mathematics, that if stocks go down and you have a fixed allocation between the two, that you will move money systematically over from the bonds to the stocks. And The problem is, Jim, is that when stocks get cheap, the news is so negative.
Yeah.
I've got the Time magazine from March 9th of last year right in front of me.
Oh, that's when you should have been buying.
It says foreclosure, the tale of middle-class heartbreak, how the FCC blew your savings, nationalized the banks, toxic mortgages.
Who knew that the Dow was going to go up 55% over the next 9 months?
Well, you didn't know, but if what you had done is you'd said, you know, I've got this rigid rule where I move money in the stocks when they get cheaper. Mm-hmm. I move money out of stocks when they get more expensive. You would have systematically moved money into stocks. And that's what I argue in this ebook that I've just published, Changing the Way the World Invests. I don't want people to be listening to prognosticators. I don't want people to listen to the market time.
Bob, hold on to that thought. I got to take a quick break here. We're rocking and rolling here with Bob Fisher, ladies and gentlemen. A lot more to come. This is good stuff. This is helping me. I hope it's helping you. Twain Tail, stay with us. We'll be right back. We're back at 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks very much for staying with me. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Thank you for using it. And I hope you'll go there and check it out and use it on a regular basis. Everything there is free. We built it just for you. No barrier to entry. If you can get there, we'll let you come in and hang out with us and use our stuff. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter, which we'll send you every Sunday afternoon by email. Get you ready for the week ahead. I think you'll like it. And if you don't, you can unsubscribe. It's easy. Either way, in and out. Easy way, easy to do. And if you're on Twitter and you want to follow me there, I'm at Jim Blasingame. Bob Fisher is with us, folks. Robert J. Fisher is the author of The Naked Portfolio Manager. He's fully clothed today, though. Bob, you got a new ebook out. Tell us about that. How did we get that?
The new ebook is called Changing the Way the World Invests. It's going up on the website, www.nakedportfoliomanager.com, today. And you can download it for free.
Wow.
And it talks about bear market drills, why it's important for small business owners to do bear market drills before the next bear market, because we are going to have another bear market, and it tells you that if you prep for that, you'll be able to do the right thing
right.
when it happens.
I'm going to do that. I'm going to download that today. I'll tell you why. I was, a year ago, right now, most small business owners were just so frightened. We were all fearful, weren't we? I mean, everybody was
Absolutely.
Afraid a year ago. And even though I saw the stock market going down, not that I've got, you know, a ton of money to put in there. I like real estate more than I like stocks. But I would like to be a little more diversified. And I saw that the Dow and the other indexes went down, but the fact that it went down and bottomed in March was completely lost on a lot of people, including me. And there's one stock that I remember, and I don't want to sound like I'm picking stocks here, Bob, but there's one stock that went down to 45 cents a share last March. Today it's trading for $30. And you didn't tell me about that, Bob. I can't believe you didn't let me know. I expect you to give me this information from now on. But the bear market, talk to us about that. Do you think, is that coming this year?
Well, you're absolutely right about fear, Jim, because fear stopped people from taking advantage of the incredible opportunity that the market from time to time presents ourselves. But let's talk about Sergeant Kimberly Munley.
All right.
Because Sergeant Kimberly Munley ran into a hail of bullets to stop the gunman at Fort Hood who was randomly shooting people. Now, Sergeant Kimberly Munley had special training in special weapons training and an active shooter protocol. And when that event happened, she knew exactly what she needed to think about.
Mm-hmm.
She needed to think about stopping that gunman.
The training takes over at that point. You don't think about it. You just default to your training.
And that's why we need to do bear market drills and bear market training. And that's exactly what this ebook, Changing the Way the World Invests, is about. It's how you do that training so that your mind is right. So when that next bear market comes, and I mean, I don't know when it's going to come. The other question you said is, when is it coming? I don't know when it's going to come, Jim, but I know that there will be another bear market. And when that happens, that will be an incredible opportunity to buy stocks really, really cheap. And the only way we'll be able to do that...
A year ago, we definitely had a bear market.
Yes. Yes.
It was. It may have been an armadillo market or a I don't know what a
grizzly bear market,
a wolverine market or something like that. I don't know. But anyway, go ahead.
Well, if we prep before, we can do that. You know, the same thing happened with that pilot that landed the plane in the Hudson River.
Schellenberger.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, his training took over. He knew exactly what to think about. When they hit that flock of geese, he said to his co-pilot, my airplane, his co-pilot says, your airplane, his co-airplane, everybody knew exactly what to do because they had trained.
Right.
And
give us some examples of what that training would be from the standpoint of dealing with the next bear market. What would be something that would if we trained ourselves, we would click over and start performing? What would that look like?
Well, first thing that we would do is we prepare ourselves for what media messages that we would be receiving. Okay. Now, on my wall, I've got the Time magazine. I've got How Bad Is It from Time. I've got a Newsweek magazine with the big bad bear, a huge bear smashing pillars. So we would look at what the media looked like at the bottom. Mm-hmm. We would prepare ourselves for the fact that we would be bombarded.
You start identifying the markers, the things that you're going to see at a time when you need to be investing and not running away.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And then what we need to do is change what we think about. So if we have a set of rules that says, you know, this is how I'm going to reallocate my portfolio based on the trailing returns of the market, then we know exactly what we're going to do when that happens. But we've decided that beforehand. So if we try to decide it at that time without training, without preparation, mm-hmm. who knows what will decide? Our emotions will take over, and we'll say, gosh, I don't know. Maybe
so
it's going to go lower.
So you're saying literally identify the things that it will look like when there is a market. Pay attention to what people are saying. And identify certain things that you know are indicators of a bear market. And when you see that, don't be afraid. Execute.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Well, he's right about this, folks, and I think his military and law enforcement metaphors are excellent, because that's exactly what they do. When you're under stress, the fine motor skills go away, and you have to resort to training. And if when you're investing, sometimes it's like being in the trenches, isn't it? Tintail, quite right back up after these messages with Bob Fisher. The book is called The Naked Portfolio Manager. Stay with us. We'll be right back. Welcome back. It's 7 till. I'm Jim Blassingame. Thanks very much for joining me. Thanks for staying with me. Robert J. Fisher, S. Fisher with an S-C-H in the middle, is our guest. Bob is the author of The Naked Portfolio Manager. Bob, give us that website again, please.
Okay, the website is www.nakedportfoliomanager.com.
And
I'm also on Facebook and Twitter. Twitter handle is NakedMGR.
All right, NakedMGR. And the ebook is available. The free ebook is available right there too, right?
Correct. If they go to the website, they can download the free ebook, Changing with the Way the World Invests.
Right. Okay. Now, you were telling us a minute ago about getting ready for the next bear market. You said something earlier about knowing when to go from stocks to bonds. Do you think the average person knows how to buy bonds?
Well, what I think people probably should do is use the exchange traded funds that are available to buy bonds.
ETFs.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
It's a very, very cost effective way to own bonds. And the average person, unless you're going to have a multi-million dollar portfolio, that's probably the best way to own bonds.
Right. What is the minimum amount of money you should try to establish an account like you're talking about with What would be? You got to. I mean, you can't do this with $3.50 or even $350, right? You need to have a few extra bucks, right?
No, you're right, Jim. And first of all, you know, a person should put away a good rainy day fund, and then once they've got the rainy day fund, maybe 2 months of their expenses. When you have about $25,000, I think that's the time when you can spend some time focusing on this. Now, this is really, really important about naked investing and the application of naked strategies. They don't take a lot of time, Jim, mm-hmm. because they're a set of rules. What takes a whole lot of time is when people want to read, 200 different pieces of research,
right,
and weigh that all in their brain, and in the end, they don't know what the heck
mm-hmm.
to do. But if you've got a set of rules that have been created empirically by people that do this, and you follow them. In my book, I give four examples of rules-based methods. The most complicated has eight rules. There's one that has two rules to follow, and they're really, really simple methods that the listeners at home can use to manage their money by following these rules. It'd probably take them an hour a month.
Yeah. Well, let me ask you this question: If all right, so let's say that we bought it last March. There's somebody listening out there who's grinning real big because they bought it last month when things were low, because they're making money right now. They're ahead of the game, I should say. And even though the market's off a little bit right now from where it was, say, 2 months ago, are you telling people to sell now, or are you telling them to hold?
No, there are two things that you need to do. First of all, you have your defined allocation. Second of all, after you do that, at predetermined intervals, at predetermined dates, you rebalance that portfolio. You don't say, "Gee, I'm going to rebalance it when I think it's a good time to do that."
Yeah.
You decide, "I'm going to rebalance this on the first of every month or the first of every quarter," and then I think everybody should get an investment buddy. Now, that could be, a trusted friend. That could be your spouse. That could be a professional financial advisor,
mm-hmm.
Someone like myself. But
mm-hmm.
it doesn't have to be someone like myself. And that person would be your accountability partner that says, "Hey, look.
You said you were going to do this on a certain day. Now do it."
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, you can't always buy when there's a bear market, right? You can't always sell when there's a bull market. I mean, there's times when you got to go. When you say redirect your portfolio, you're saying sell a few, and even if you're losing in one, sell it and move that money into something else. Is that what you're talking about?
Well, here's the miracle of using these rules. If you set up your allocation and you rebalance on the scheduled interval, what will happen automatically is when stocks get cheaper, you will force money into the stock market. And when they get more expensive, you will force money out.
You're saying that once you set these up, the decisions have basically been made, hasn't it?
Absolutely.
Yeah,
and you can actually, you can supercharge that.
Yeah.
Again, you have to decide on this beforehand, and this
mm-hmm.
is part of your rules. And then actually, this is what's the part of what's
discussed
these in
become e-book. These become your algorithms, basically, don't they? Like the big portfolio managers. Bob, give us the website quickly one more time.
www.nakedportfoliomanager.com.
And go there and get the free ebook. Thank you for that, Bob, by the way. We'll see you next time.
Great.
Robert Fisher, folks, he'll be back. I will be too, but after the news, I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.